Welcome to the Blessed Sacrament Homilies Podcast, where our mission is to help everyone recognize and experience the presence of God. We hope you are nourished and encouraged by the Word. Thank you for joining us.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. On that day, Jesus went out of the house and sat down by the sea. Such large crowds gathered around him that he got into a boat and sat down, and the whole crowd stood along the shore. And he spoke to them at length in parables, saying, "A sower went out to sow, and as he sowed, some seed fell on the path, and birds came and ate it up. Some fell on rocky ground where it had little soil. It sprang up at once because the soil was not deep. And when the sun rose, it was scorched, and it withered for lack of roots. Some seed fell among thorns, and the thorns grew up and choked it. But some seed fell on rich soil and produced fruit, 100 or 60 or 30-fold. Whoever has ears ought to hear." The disciples approached him and said, "Why do you speak to them in parables?" He said to them in reply, "Because knowledge of the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven has been granted to you, but to them it has not been granted. To anyone who has, more will be given and they will grow rich. From anyone who has not, even what he has will be taken away. This is why I speak to them in parables, because they look but do not see, and hear but do not listen or understand. Isaiah's prophecy is fulfilled in them, which says, 'You shall indeed hear, but not understand. You shall indeed look, but never see.' Gross is the heart of this people. They will hardly hear with their ears. They have closed their eyes, lest they see with their eyes and hear with their ears and understand with their hearts and be converted, and I heal them. But blessed are your eyes, because they see, and your ears, because they hear. Amen, I say to you, many prophets and righteous people longed to see what you see, but did not see it, and to hear what you hear, but did not hear it. Hear then the parable of the sower. The seed sown on the path is the one who hears the word of the kingdom without understanding it. And the evil one comes and steals away what was sown in his heart. The seed sown on rocky ground is the one who hears the word and receives it at once with joy, but he has no root and lasts for only a time. When some tribulation or persecution comes because of the word, he immediately falls away. The seed sown among thorns is the one who hears the word, but then worldly anxiety and the lure of riches choke the word, and it bears no fruit. But the seed sown on rich soil is the one who hears the word and understands it, who indeed bears fruit and yields 100 or 60 or 30-fold. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
I think Jesus' disciples were being a little less than honest here. They asked Jesus, "Why do you teach them in parables?" And I think the reason they asked that question is because they didn't understand. But they didn't want to look like they didn't understand. So what do we tend to do when
we don't know what we're talking about. We try to ask questions that make us look intelligent. And I think that's what they did here. Because they weren't 100% sure if he was talking directly about them. So they wanted to be really careful. And what he was trying to remind them of is that God's gifts are poured forth into the world, but as with any gift, we have to be willing to accept that gift and incorporate it into who we are. And there are many times gifts are offered to us that we choose to decline them. Think back to when you were a teenager, if you've been there already, and if you haven't been, you've got something to look forward to. And your parents would give you advice. Don't go here, do this, don't do that. That's probably not a good friend for you to hang around with. And you didn't listen to them. And you found out only through pain that they tended to be right most of the time. And it was a hard lesson to learn. But the thing is, those kind of gifts, those moments of clarity, don't just stop when we become an adult. In fact, they still come into our midst through people who care about us, through people that we trust. I think back to, it was about 2005, and I had a college kid in the parish that wanted to take me snowboarding. Now, I thought, yeah, this sounds like a great idea. And I was talking to your former pastor, Father Jack, and he said, oh my God, don't you do that. Don't ever do that. I said, what are you talking about? He said, well, skiing is one thing, but when you got both feet strapped to a piece of wood, bad things can happen. Well, he clearly didn't know what he was talking about. Just because I got taken off the hill on a sled by a snowmobile and ended up having knee surgery a week and a half later, he wasn't right. But that's a lot like the scriptures. They give us insights. They give us the ability to understand not only how profound God's love is for us, but what that love calls on us to do in the world. But we don't always want to listen to it. Or like the scripture says, we might get real excited for a while. Maybe we've been on a retreat, or we had an insight that came to us while we were praying, and we're all enthusiastic, and we're going to be different this time. And it might last a week, might last a month, but we forget, and we fall back into the same habits. What we need to do is to receive those gifts, to make our lives that rich soil where Jesus' word can take root in us. And when we allow that to happen, we suddenly realize we're not the same person we were before. We've been transformed bit by bit, a little more into the image of our Savior.